extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Morena Lucinda, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm good. I feel good to actually be in the studio again.
I know, nice to have you in here. And talking fully wintry Kai this morning, where in the world of food are we going?
So I have a personal obsession with broth.
Broth.
Valid.
Yeah.
I mean, my partner's at home sick in bed right now, so I'm thinking,
shout out to
we need broth. Yeah, shout out to him. He'll be listening. And so I'm thinking about broth, but I also feel like I've had a lot of really good broth at different places I've eaten recently.
Yum.
And it's truly my favourite thing when I see on a menu. If something says like, I don't know, I went to Forest for my birthday.
Yes.
And they had this like charred smoky tomato broth.
Ooh. Oh, whoa, that sounds
was
amazing.
It like clarified?
It was like, it was like really clear.
Ooh.
And like a deep red and served in a little sort of amber coloured teacup, which was very cute.
Wait, so it was literally just there as a drink or like a sort of...
It was like a starter.
They know what they're doing.
They truly do. And they do it at Cazador. If you go, especially if you get the banquet menu, which like it's a big splurge, but it's, I reckon, one of the best...
Treat yourself.
...things you can do in Auckland. they always do a broth. Sometimes I've had like a quail broth there.
Ooh. Whoa.
And it's like so rich and yet it's like a clear liquid.
So this is what I was going to ask about broth is I'm like a new to the broth game. Yeah. In that we weren't a broth household growing up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We were a packet soup. A chicken noodle packet soup. You
totally.
Know? So what makes a broth a broth and not a soup?
Okay, great question. And I reckon I would add to that, not a stock.
Not a stock.
Ooh,
right?
That's a good distinction. I was not thinking about that.
I was very much like a stock household. There was always, you know, like a couple of chicken carcasses or just like a bunch of veggies left over on the stove cooking into a stock.
Okay.
Which I recommend doing. Don't chuck out your bones. Yeah. Make a stock. But a broth is basically like, I guess, in between the two. So if you're making a stock, you're putting all your odds and ends in a pot and kind of boiling them so that all of the flavor and nutrition comes out into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can use that as like a beautiful base for a soup.
Yes.
And it will always taste better.
Yeah, better soup
with like your Campbell's or whatever.
Exactly.
But a broth is like, same kind of method, but your intention is to just put so much flavor into that liquid.
Okay, so it's kind of its own, you just want it to be on its own.
Yeah.
No one's really drinking a cup of stock.
Yeah.
Even if your stock is yum.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes if I make a really good stock, I have a couple of spoons and I'm like, But a broth is like, instead of putting your chicken bones in, you're probably going to put a full chicken in.
Really?
Oh, no. Okay, like, right.
Yeah. You want it to be rich and you're usually like adding more aromatics, you're adding like you're tasting it as you go, you're salting, you're making it really balanced.
It's like intentional.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're putting a whole chicken in, is it just like a whole raw chicken straight into a pot of water or how are you doing that? And then also, what do you do with the meat? Because I think of a broth as being like just a clear liquid, basically. Is that correct? Or?
This is such a good question because I always struggle with this.
I'm just coming to you like the broth oracle.
I know, I don't know it all.
I'm trusting in you today.
I always struggle with this though because the idea of putting a chicken in with all its flesh on and then just like boiling it, getting all the flavor out and then you're left with kind of like the meat's not that good anymore.
Like crumbly, dry.
Exactly.
Ugh.
I would struggle to throw that away.
Yeah.
But... yeah, like that's what people often do.
Crazy.
Because you have kind of like leached everything out of it.
You've used it, I guess.
Yeah.
You're not wasting it. You are using the whole thing. What if you were to like roast that chicken and then broth it? Or is it just the traditional method is just raw chicken into boiling water, you know?
I feel like it's one of those things where there's 1,000 different ways of doing it.
Yeah. 5395, what's your broth method?
There's
keen
also,
to hear.
I mean, the big trend... I don't know, like, is it still a big trend? Is everyone still doing bone broth?
I feel like they are.
Yeah, so what?
There's all these powdered versions now, right?
So bone broth is supposed to be very good for you, yes?
Yeah, and bone broth is basically like you're putting your bones, you're getting bones from the butcher, you're putting them in the oven and roasting them. And then you're making all the like stuff in the bones, all the marrow and the collagen really available so that when you put it into water, it'll actually leach out.
Yum.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
It's the most macabre sounding meal that you're doing. You're roasting bones and you're boiling a whole chicken. And
it
then
looks macabre too.
You get really tasty juice afterwards.
It's worth it. I will say I probably don't make a broth at home that often from scratch like that because it of the waste element for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there are, to be honest, I'm sure that restaurants with like a bigger sort of production line can find a better use for those waste products.
I think that's why bone broth appeals to me though, is because that is already the waste product of what you're cooking. Whereas the putting a whole chicken in, I'm the same as I couldn't really just chuck out all that meat, even if you have used all of its nutrients up. Feels crazy.
What if you got like animals though? Obviously not the chicken bones, but could you give like your dog the chicken meat?
Yeah, totally.
Boiled chicken.
That's such a good idea. Like,
that's what my elderly dog, RIP, had to eat when he was really old and gross as boiled chicken.
Boiled chicken.
Sorry.
Dog.
Shout outs to my dog.
Gutted to end your dog life just having boiled chicken.
I think he was pretty stoked about it, to be honest. He's eaten a lot worse things in his lifetime, that's for sure.
It just makes me think of like real like lifters and they, you know, the joke of having like a boiled chicken breast like without any salt or pepper.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we've got a good text. Someone says the 2024 cookbook difference is broth equals landlords, stock equals renters. Which
it's true. That's a great take. Thank you.
So we've also had a text for pho coming in as well. Yep. And what do you know how to make a good pho? Is that something that you've ever tried at home?
I honestly leave it to the masters. Okay, I know some good spots.
Where would you recommend for a pho?
So really good spot. Okay, this is the one everyone like knows, but it's in Otahuhu. Try it out. Real good. Put it on your phone.
What's it called?
It's called Try It Out.
You should try it out.
You should try it. I'm not going to tell you the name, but you should try it. No, it's literally called Try It Out.
Try It Out in Otahuhu.
It's so good. To the point, though, where I feel like the prices...
Nick's literally making a note.
Have gone up a little. It's still like good prices, but they... Old recipe, you know, family recipe. And their broth is like super slow cooked.
Delish.
Really aromatic. I had a really beautiful one a little while ago at Mug and Bowl in Mount Roskill.
Sweet.
Which is honestly like the strangest cafe because it's in like a, you know, like in Roskill, if anyone knows where the Bunnings is in Roskill, and it's kind of, it's like, it's I want to say strip mall, but it's more industrial than that.
Ooh.
And Mug and Bowl is in there next to like a bike shop, which is a great bike shop, nice. FYI. So it's super random and you're like, what? Where am I going? And then you go in and it's this beautiful airy space and they have all of this delicious Vietnamese food, like really good pastries, yum coffee. It's great.
Secret hack there.
Recommend.
Two great recommendations. Try It Out in Otahuhu and Mug and Bowl in Roskill.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Before we go, anything for the veggies out there, vegetarians? What are you doing for a veggie broth?
It's a good question. I feel like we need to maybe hack what Forrest are doing because I do a lot of stock with like all of my veggie ends. So now I have my Auckland Council bin. I put a lot of crap in there, but I try and save things like the ends of onions or fennel, things like that, to pop in for a stock. I feel like for a veggie broth though, you're kind of going to want to go like umami. You're going to want to use like your sun-dried tomatoes, your tomato paste, your miso.
Would roasting the vegetables before you boil them help? Or would that just like turn into...
No, I reckon it would, especially when you're doing like a veggie broth. I'm going to have to experiment with this, back.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you want to get all of that like brown kind of caramelization. You want to bring out all the sweetness so that you've got like a really rich broth.
Yeah.
Delicious. Well, keep your broth texts coming in on 5395. Someone, I'm assuming a vegetarian, has said the Valley Girl saying "gag me with a spoon" comes to mind. Sorry about that, everybody.
Sorry.
It is a grim process, but it makes a delicious, nourishing, wintry treat afterwards as well. Thank you for bringing us broth this morning.
Anytime.
And great for recommendations too. We will see you in a week's time.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
You are on the BFM.